Greetings, beloved, and welcome again to another reading of Days of Praise. This is a written ministry of the Institute for Creation Research, an audio ministry of Grace Missionary Baptist Church here in Temperance, Michigan, just north of Toledo, Ohio. I'm our pastor, Joe Sitters. You can reach me via email at pastorjoegmbc@gmail.com. You can find our church on Facebook by searching all one word, the at symbol, GMBC Toledo. The power to edify. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. 2 Corinthians 13, 10. The Greek word okidomos, translated as edification, pictures the building of a house. We still use the word edifice to describe a structure or some importance. Paul specifically said he had the power to edify and later called himself a wise master builder, an architecton, who laid the foundation on which we would later build. Listeners, certainly you know that foundation to be the Lord Jesus Christ. This quoting 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. When Jesus used okidomos to depict those who might build their house on a rock, or his word, or the sand, the ideas of men, he was painting a picture of how we should edify each other, back in Luke 6, verses 48-49. The various gifts of leadership are to be used to perfect or complete the saints in the work of ministry, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11-12, using the living stones that will build the spiritual house of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. And like any good builder, the Christian carpenter has tools of the trade to assist the process. There are things which make for peace that must be employed. Romans 14, verse 19. Most certainly, charity is a major tool, 1 Corinthians 8:1, along with good communication that does not corrupt the building work. Ephesians 4, verse 29. Since all things are to be done so that the church is edified, it surely follows that fables and endless genealogies which minister questions are not helpful. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26. And if you were listening to our services yesterday morning, you also know that in Titus, I believe it's chapter 3, you get the same message. Effective communication demands that those with whom we are speaking understand what is said. Hence, a mysterious tongue does not publicly edify like prophecy does in 1 Corinthians 14, verses 2 through 4. An edified church walks in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 9, verse 31.